All right, well, let's talk about this survey that we just completed of 77 U.S.-based medical oncologists trying to figure out what they're doing in their own practices in metastatic colorectal, prostate, and breast cancer. The docs were randomly recruited from across the United States and, you know, come from different backgrounds in terms of their geographic locations and practice types. One thing we asked them that I thought was kind of interesting, I'd seen this in an NCI survey that they did about genomics, was how comfortable they feel in decisions about patient treatment and management with some of the things that we're going to talk about today, one being MSI testing. We also asked them about genomic tissue assays and also liquid biopsies. And we said, are you not at all confident, a little confident, moderately confident, very confident? And I'm going to say, I mean, in general, I think the answer ought to be very confident. And yet, it seems that, you know, a substantial minority do not feel that way. So hopefully programs like this can contribute to that. And we'll talk today a little bit about needs in terms of education. When you look at their practices of these 77 docs, they see a lot of patients. I think it's probably a typical general medical oncology audience, but I mean, the number of patients here, particularly prostate, I don't know why, but for some reason, the fact that they have, you know, 30 patients in their practice in the last couple of years that they've seen with metastatic prostate cancer. I mean, I guess that's just the way things are nowadays. You know, you can look at breast cancer in a way as three disease bases on ER and HER2, and of course, the prominent one is ER positive, HER2 negative, but the other two minorities are substantial, triple negative and HER2 positive. So here's what we really want to find out about, which is what are they doing in terms of genomic assays? So this begins to get into the issue of their use of multiplex testing. There are a substantial number of patients who have had tissue-based assays, not as many as you might expect, who've had liquid biopsies, but not an inconsequential number. We also asked them what type of assay, and this is kind of consistent to what we've been hearing in our conferences. A lot of use of Foundation One assays, but also Caris and some of the others that they're utilizing. So we asked them a couple other sort of general questions. We're going to get into what they said about these specific modalities, but a couple sort of teasers. So first we asked them to cite an example of a patient with metastatic colorectal cancer where they found an actionable target. The two most common ones that are identified are MSI, BRAF. I guess we can talk about that in terms of, do you do that as a one-off test or do you do it as part of multiplex and what the implications are? Also interesting, HER2, that they found a bunch of people with HER2. We know that's not uncommon, but three NTRKs there. In prostate cancer, again, a couple more NTRKs, MSI, BRCA, kind of similar in terms of, you know, actionable, the actionable things that they found. And then finally in breast cancer, pick three mutations. Again, we can talk about whether, you know, the different ways that that's brought up. But now, of course, with the option of PI3 kinase inhibitors like alpelisib, that becomes relevant. But also you see more BRCA, still MSI and NTRK. It's kind of interesting, NTRK, a fair number of patients. So we'll talk more about the specifics, but just kind of curious, Emmanuel, in general, in terms of some of the numbers I just went through, is that what you were expecting or not?
Well, I was surprised by the range of things that they found. So it means that these people are testing a lot. I mean, the fact that they found NTRK mutations, which in these three cancers are probably 1% of each cancer type, to find two or three means that they're testing 300 people. Or maybe they got lucky, or maybe their patients got lucky. But yeah, the usual suspects are all there. The BRCAs are there, the MSIs are there. I think those are the two across the board most important ones. And then, you know, each cancer type has a few additional disease-specific alterations.